I'm now joined with Sean Moran. He's principal of St. Paul's College in Ruhinie to discuss a number of issues concerning the school. Good morning, Sean. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny, and thank you very much for having me.
Oh, no, you're most welcome. Pleasure is all ours. Well, first of all, the tune played a few moments ago was a very popular tune at the Grove, which used to be held in St. Paul's College Hall. And our well-known Grove DJ, Cecil Nolan, I believe he hasn't been well lately, and I think you may know more about it.
Well, Johnny, unfortunately, I've heard that Cecil isn't too well, and look, we'll send him our very best wishes and thinking of himself and his family at this time.
Okay, all right. And from all of us here, of course, as well, at Near FM and all our listeners, we wish Cecil a very speedy recovery. We play another tune to wrap this up, a typical song from the Grove. So, in relation to the college, Sean, planning permission is being applied for a new gym and sporting facilities. Tell us more about it.
Well, Johnny, St. Paul's College has a great tradition of providing both extracurricular sporting activities to the pupils and to the local community. And historically, we would have had some terrific teams in soccer, basketball, rugby and Gaelic. So going forward, the plan is to have a full-size basketball gym and court, along with a full-size grass and astro pitch facility. And with that also, we are hoping to get, because we recently got approval from the department for a practical block, which will house a number of classrooms for the practical subjects such as music, art, technical graphics and woodwork.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, and there's also plans for total refurbishment of the school building, you know, with new windows and doors and all that.
So, Johnny, I suppose over the past number of years in the college, we have ensured that the internal environment is the best and most modern environment that we can provide for both the staff and the students. So we have replaced all the school furniture. We have recently installed a second kitchen that will be used for a home ec room for the TY students. Starting from the end of October, we're replacing all the external windows and doors throughout the building. And at the same time, we have upgraded all of the floor coverings in classrooms and corridors, along with last year completely painting the full school building inside.
Okay, so this year the college celebrates its 70th anniversary, and that's quite a long time, isn't it? Will it be possible to organise an online event, or events, may I say, to celebrate?
Yeah, so Johnny, the college opened in 1950 on the 14th of September, and under normal circumstances we would have hoped to celebrate that with the wider school community, and on the evening involved, we celebrated a mass in St. Bridget's Cholester, our parish church. And unfortunately, with HSE restrictions, we had a very small congregation, but it did include a number of those first pupils that entered that first class in 1950. Hopefully, as things perhaps improve in relation to COVID, that we can have a wider and bigger celebration for that great occasion. Father Joe McCann said the mass, and during his sermon, he reckoned that approximately 9,000 students had passed through the doors of St. Paul's in that year. So that's a huge history and a huge tradition there. And it's one that we're keeping going, and we're hugely proud of our Vincentian tradition and our Vincentian ethos, which really is very much the cornerstone of how we conduct our business here in St. Paul's.
Yeah, sounds absolutely wonderful, doesn't it? So tell us, how did your Leaving Cert students get on this year with calculated grades?
Now, again, Johnny, as you know, just from media reports, that the calculated grades process was quite a stressful process, particularly for the students and their parents. And I suppose in some respects, it was never going to be received in the same light as results that would have been achieved through the traditional exam route. Our students did very well this year. We would have had a substantial, nearly half the students getting over 350 points, and we would have had a number of students who got 625 points. So again, we would like to sincerely congratulate our Leaving Cert class of 2020 and acknowledge how difficult it was for them, particularly during the lockdown, to stay focused, and then subsequently have to deal with the scenario where the exams unfortunately were cancelled. And having spoken to the cohort, and many of them have been in contact with the school and with the guidance counsellor, every student has been offered a college place, and in most cases it was their first choice.
Well, on behalf of Near FM and all our listeners, we can congratulate your students as well. Well done to them.
Thank you, John.
And if you don't mind me asking, were any of your students affected by the major errors in the grade calculations?
No. So none of our students were affected by it. But obviously, if you listen to the media reports, it did have an impact on a substantial number, and there have been a number of subsequent offers that have been made out to the different colleges. But no, our students weren't directly affected in that process.
Oh, well, that's good news. So are enrolments open yet for the next academic year, 2021-22?
Now, Johnny, all secondary schools are following a new process in terms of the enrolling of the new entrants, as you say, for the next school year. So our enrolments, our process became live on the 1st of October. It runs for the next 2 weeks. The closing date is tomorrow, a fortnight, in terms of getting that first cohort of applications in. We have 120 places available for the school year beginning September 2021. We had 120 students who entered first year this year, and last October we had a total number of 221 applications for those 120 places. So I suppose we're delighted to see such confidence in St. Paul's College, and to see such a great number of parents of young sixth class boys applying to St. Paul's College as their first choice secondary school for their sons.
Yeah, sounds great. So I guess if anybody is interested in enrolling, all information will be on the website, www.
So again, Johnny, all of the information is on our school website, www.stpaulscollege.ie. There's three important documents there. There is an application form, there is the school policy, which we're advising everyone to read, and there's also an application notice, which highlights the information I've mentioned already in terms of the number of applications last year and the breakdown in terms of who got offered places based on a different criteria on last year's policy.
All right. Okay. So generally, how are students coping and adapting, you know, with COVID-19 restrictions in place?
Now, sorry, Johnny, I lost you there for some of that question.
Oh, sorry. Generally, how are your students coping and adapting to COVID-19 restrictions in place?
Well, Johnny, I suppose we're very lucky with kind of our actual school building, in that we can put every year group in a specific corridor, and we've given them a different colour and called them zones, and every year group has their own toilet facility and their own entry and exit door, as well as an individual bike compound for each year group. So far, Johnny, in terms of staying safe, I think we're doing very, very well. We've had no positive cases of COVID, but obviously we all know that this is going to be a little bit of a marathon. For the students and staff themselves, it's difficult. It's very much a changed school environment. We have the students now in their own base classes, which means the staff have to move from class to class. The students and staff obviously have to wear face coverings, so that comes with its own stresses, And we're very mindful of ensuring that at appropriate times of the day that the students and obviously the staff have appropriate breathing breaks. And we're encouraging particularly the senior students to leave the building at lunchtime so they get a little bit of fresh air. And when they're outside at a social distance, they can remove their mask. It's not easy, Johnny, but as I say, at the moment, everyone is staying well and safe, and we hope to continue on that particular pathway. And we're getting terrific support from parents as well, in particular in following HSE guidelines and any advice that they get from their GPs.
Okay. Do you have a canteen, or do some students go home for lunch and come back?
Now, again, Johnny, I suppose it's a different school environment, and we had hoped to keep a canteen open, but I suppose our big fear was trying to monitor and mind students in a queuing situation. And unfortunately, we realised towards the latter part of August that the canteen wasn't feasible. So what we have is we have a staggered lunch break scenario, which the advantage of that is it means that at a lunch break, you're only trying to mind and care for half the school population. Our junior students stay in, and the advantage there again is that we can ensure they're safe and well. They have to bring in their own lunch, so that's a change. And the senior students are allowed out, and again, we encourage them, if they live locally, to go home. Many of the students will, again, just take a wander down to local delis or shops if they don't bring in their own lunch. They have the option also to stay in their classrooms during lunchtime, particularly if the ambient weather isn't conducive to them leaving the building. So again, it's a huge credit to both the students and staff that it's functioning really, really well. And particularly the senior students, they've taken this in their stride. They're very, very keen to ensure the school doesn't close. And I think as a group of young boys and young adults, they I think more than ever now, they appreciate the value of their education and the social interaction with their peers, which they missed hugely during the lockdown.
Oh yes, that sounds wonderful. Are the same number of students in each class as before the pandemic?
Now, again, Johnny, we have a number of different sized classrooms, so we adjusted and put the various year groups into the most appropriate sized rooms. We had to subdivide a very large, what we would have called a study hall, our general purpose room, into two classrooms by building actually a wall in that particular room. So that's the type of preparation that we had to put into the building. We're lucky again with the number of rooms where we could ensure that the class sizes were kept to a minimum or a maximum in this case of 25 students. There are some exceptions in some of the subjects. And then we have an overflow facility into computer rooms and into other classrooms where the teachers will live stream the class on site into those computer rooms where the students watch the class using the computers.
Excellent. And what's the position now on the use of lockers? Probably not permitted anymore to prevent congregation in the areas.
Again, Johnny, unfortunately, social distance really is seen as one of the cornerstones of everyone staying safe, hence no canteen, and for the same reason, unfortunately, no lockers. Now, all of these changes present their own difficulties, but I think we're all mindful that ultimately our goal here is to keep everyone safe and well in a school environment, and at the same time, in a very restricted situation, to keep things as normal as possible, because, you know, ultimately in any school situation, it's all about the teaching and learning.
Absolutely. Have start and finish times changed since reopening?
So what we're doing, Johnny, is we decided only to allow students enter the campus from 8:15 in the morning, And at the end of the day, we stagger the finishing times. So naturally, they kind of stagger their own arrival times in the morning. So that was never going to be an issue. It's more so when we release them at the end of the day. And again, you try and ensure that when they leave the school and they leave the grounds, that they are doing so as different year groups, and you're ensuring at all times to maintain, as they leave, social distancing between the students.
Okay, and how does physical education class operate now, you know, with restrictions in place? Do students still have to wear face coverings during physical activities?
Now, Johnny, we were very keen to ensure and maintain our PE programme for all year groups, and the PE teachers have been terrific in how they've coped with the various guidelines. So one of the first things we did was we allowed the students on the days that they have PE to come into school wearing their tracksuits. And again, that was something that has gone down very well with the student population. It is a break from wearing the school uniform, and it takes a little bit of pressure off them. And I think in terms of their own well-being, it's something that they enjoy wearing. We have the gym up and running for both table tennis and, I suppose, for what you might call individual general workout areas when it's going to rain. We're blessed with local facilities such as St. Anne's Park. So sometimes a PE class could be as simple as a stroll at a social distance down the avenue in St. Anne's. Frisbee has been a great success with the guys because, again, it allows social distancing very, very easily. So a PE program, while being different, is very much something that we have adapted to the circumstances. Initially, and I suppose we as a staff were very conservative, and we were very mindful of the value of the face mask. But the guidelines more recently have indicated that the removal of a face mask during PE, you know, is appropriate. But obviously, social distancing there should still be maintained.
All right. Well, I guess there must have been a whole load of work, you know, and effort over the last number of months for yourself, teachers and others in preparing for the college to reopen. So I have to say, you know, well done to everyone involved. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Again, it's very much a team effort. I reckon we probably moved every chair and table twice around the environment of the school. But again, we had a terrific staff who came together and formed a COVID committee. And through that working group, we established the best way for St. Paul's to operate with COVID-19. Our front of house staff and our caretaker in particular was very much on hand, and there were long hours. But as I say, it was very much a team effort by everyone.
Yes, well, congratulations. Right, so we're going to leave it at that. And thanks again, Sean, for joining us today. It was great, actually, talking with you. And all the very best and take care. Good luck with the college.
Johnny, again, thank you very much for just allowing me to outline to yourself and the local community how we in St. Paul's College are dealing with a difficult situation. Thank you.
And we'll talk again soon. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Now, that was Sean Moran, Principal of St. Paul's College, Raheny. He was talking about a number of issues concerning the college, also about how they're coping with restrictions in place due to COVID-19 pandemic.